Well, we're working a little late. Well, the thing I want done here today is, rather than me to sit around and gas or whatever, and more findings and all this about this, I think what they ought to do is to really do some heavy thinking and then come in with a recommendation. In other words, let them live through about it before I get into it. See what I mean? I may have ideas now. The one thing that I do have strong ideas is about the stamp funeral. I want it to be big. I want it to be done that way regardless of that. Can that be arranged?
Yep, I'm sure.
I have to, you see, that has to be decided fairly soon.
Right, and that we want to get the law enforcement people from all over the country, all the...
Police chiefs, now the outdoor thing, I don't know. Remembering that it's basically a funeral, it's a television thing.
That may be a problem. That's a great setting.
Yeah.
It would look good on TV.
Maybe it's just as well.
If you don't do it there, you have to do it in the church, I think. And if you do it in a church, I don't... You sure as hell don't want to go to that Presbyterian church.
It's one of those where maybe that I ought to give the eulogy myself. After all, I don't know the goddamn thing. And after all, I'm the only one who can do it right. Rather than that.
Well, it's a logical one for you to do the eulogy on it. He's unique, and his relationship with you goes so far back.
Right, and he's basically the man of the present rather than the man of the future. Wonderful, they all could write that. I don't think it's quite what Buchanan's dish. Prices would be the best one.
What about the young guy? There's a harder line than price.
All right. Andrews.
Johnny Andrews.
Yeah. Right. Him working. So getting material if you can. Buchanan's style is overly... Well, Henry got nothing out of that over there. He expected, I expected.
I'm not surprised. I didn't think
why that would they?
But I think poor old Henry, I think he really thought he was sending it something.
Or thought he might have said that they found it or something. So we missed that. I'm going to have a talk with Hague this afternoon. He's quite nice about that.
They really did do nothing.
He said it was the most unproductive of all these he's had. The man in the overgrowth view
didn't even serve warm teas.
But the point is, Bob, we've got to realize that on this whole business of negotiating with North Vietnam, Henry has never been right. Now, I just can't help but just have to say that there's a straight out black conclusion.
Well, Al never thought he was going to get anything.
No. I didn't either.
Al told me before Henry left, you know, he said it's probably a good exercise, but he's got, I don't think he's
going to. And he's not going to put it out this time, probably. He's actually, he's not going to, because it would raise hopes that things were going on. We don't want to raise any hopes. You know, that's the line, as I said, of the PR that types around here. Thank God I talked to Al about it, but I didn't take that line in Dallas, because, I mean, in San Antonio, because we have to take the higher line now. We've got to fly on there. It's all we can do. We have no other choice. And if you start indicating anything about ceasefire or coalition government or anything like that, we're not that down today, of course. Good God Almighty, you realize what happens to your negotiating position, peace nicks and all the rest, you're going to be in there hard enough anyway. But we'll just keep cracking in there. Keep it.
So you go ahead with your big ones.
What the hell else do you do?
Since you got to.
What the hell else do you do? You've got to do it for American public opinion. You've got to do it for South Vietnamese to keep their morale from dropping. And you got to do it in order to have some bargaining position with the enemy. And also, the thing that I'm very interested in, feel strongly about it, I think we've got to cancel the Russian summit. Now, this is the one that just breaks Henry's heart. Because
what about postponing?
Then they cancel.
You could make it look like you were, if you postpone indefinitely, just announce you will not go to the summit under these conditions.
Yeah.
Don't say I'm canceling.
Yeah, sure.
Don't say I'll never go, but say under the present conditions I will not go. And therefore I have canceled my plans for the May 22nd departure or whatever it is, May 20th departure. And what becomes of the summit depends on what happens in other places. Then if they come back and say we cancel the summit, you've still taken the initiative.
You see, all this is very painful to me. I know all of our people around here, it's terribly painful to Henry because he sees basically our whole foreign thing in great jeopardy. I mean, all of our schemes and this and that. But on the other hand, we've got to look at what else you can do, and what else do you do is to whack him out there, have the Russians cancel the summit. That's the worst of both worlds.
If you cancel the summit, you gain something from it. If they cancel it, it hurts you.
If they cancel it, it looks like we. If a peace has suffered a great blow because of our failure in Vietnam, President Stubbornness and all that sort of thing. If on the other hand, say I will not go to the summit, so long as we have massive events being supported, so we can.
Sean and all those other folks too.
Well, it's the first thing we're talking just now.
Yep.
Now, Henry has a point that Al thinks there's something to this point. He's more to it than I do. And maybe he's right. To a certain extent, we keep the critics off balance as long as they think that we may be up to something in negotiating.
Right.
Maybe you're right.
I think that's right, but I don't. It keeps that narrow fringe of critics off balance, and it's important to keep them off balance. But that doesn't buy you public support. Your general...
I don't think so either.
Your general public support is still... Of course, the public wants peace, but then they see them... That's one problem you got to cancel in the summer.
Yeah.
Is that they see that...
They want the Soviet summer.
Because they think that's a piece of... Not just being...
No, they don't want to lose. They want that, they're mixed. They're all there and built about it. They want peace on the one hand, but they...
That's why postponing it rather than canceling it might put you in a better posture too. And if they cancel it, it's they who destroy the part of the peace thing. But you've taken a strong position of saying, I won't sit down with them under the present conditions.
Mike was finally agreed yesterday morning. He said, They did not.
Change their votes because of...
Particularly when the enemy's not around over there. No, the press made the deal here that said they hate their destruction. The usual thing to do, to divide the president from his, you know, the hard line, soft line. And also, they're trying another line to go with Henry as a peacemaker, if we get it, see. So that we, they will work, I mean, if we get it. And anyway, this is going to come. And the reason they're selecting Henry to be built now is that they have given up on Rogers. That's really what it gets down to. They know that they can't build him. They know that he's going to be retired. And they know that Henry's potent, so they're, that is why, I mean, and
they just visible.
Henry's got to be able to understand this, that when and he was, and he was, he didn't, I must say, to his credit, he didn't talk to the rest of the society, but the rest of the society praised Kissinger. The purpose is not to help us, it's to screw us, right?
Absolutely.
I keep Skelly going with the other line, I mean, the president's in charge. Are your other things going all right? Anything there? I'm going to see you early in the morning.
Yeah.
Later this afternoon, you'll be on stands. Whether you've got all your offense issues, anything. The press offense, the enemy, I mean, taking after the press.
Trying to get the beat to hit the president today.
Well.
He's at the governor's thing, but he wants to hit the secrecy thing. Understandably and rightfully is mad about the Pulitzer Prize winning the New York Times.
Oh, that's right, I believe.
Which, but there's no point in his going out and getting upset about it. I mean, it just isn't going to be
good. I would call attention to it.
So they got him, and that's a disgrace and typical. What you expect is that. And what he needs to be doing is hitting the other attack on the press. Rather than the secrecy thing.
I just worry again. Well.
I think he will.
Our falls in the hills sounds reasonably well.
Yeah.
They're still open for him.
We're going to have to, Alice Keith and McGregor's are posting on, you know, some lines to use and all that. We've got to keep doing that because they, understandably, they're concerned as political animals about getting out in front and getting cut off.
If it is the beat, I mean,
yeah,
well, there's a choice.
Yeah, sure. And,
well, that's tough. That's a tough one right now. Well, I wouldn't have them trying to get out in front. I think they ought to play the line by a guy that, particularly that, doesn't that show you another reason for the Henry Highmark strike?
Yeah.
But you've got to have something positive to care about.
But the worst thing you can do now is try to oversell.
Because
it doesn't really accomplish anything anyway. And it's
right. Well, then maybe what I was, I think we might talk about the attack on the press.
Well, it's interesting, the critics have laid low. There isn't really very much on the dub side. Now, we've got the votes starting to come up.
Yeah.
And the Democratic Caucus meets tomorrow. And they'll probably
vote. Well, you understand if they do this,
gives you a good scapegoat.
We may not press that too.
Yeah.
We may not want to do it, but I mean, we're certainly going to have it hanging out there. The eulogy should be about 1,000 words. 1,200 words, not a bit over 10, so this is a bit over 10 minutes.
Okay.
At least that would be a lead in high point. You get the war over there.
actually, you would have been better off to have died a couple of years ago. And we would have been better off to have gotten a new director in town. And we could have done it the other years ago.
Bob, and thank God we didn't go on that floor late last year pushing him out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wouldn't have.
Wouldn't work. Wow.
Well, it would have worked if he had wanted to do it.
I thought, you know, we tried and didn't want to, and that was it. Stuck with it. See, the stock market's kind of reacting to that problem there. Still worried about that. I'm not concerned about that. The general economic news still continues to be good, isn't it?
That's great. And I don't know what we had the wholesale price index on Thursday. And employment on Friday, so we'll have another economic news.
Well, the wholesale price index. It's unemployment. It just isn't going to mean much right now. So people are getting a little bit adjusted to that, you know. Unless it soars, and I don't see how it can soar.
Can't really. Unless the base goes way up again. That's the only thing that hurts us is the employment base.
You see, I can't see us. I just can't see you. It's just been hard for me to get this through, Henry. I just can't see myself being in Moscow, toasting the goddamn Russian, signing the SALT Treaty in the Hall of Fame, St. Peter. Like Vietnam is under serious attack. You agree with that?
I think I do. I very totally do. But
why don't you just
trying to raise the other side of it? I don't know. How you argue the other side? I don't see how you can argue.
Can you pose a question for a quick 500-word, 500-sample rerun immediately? You can do that, can't you?
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is to say, in view of the assault from Soviet guns and
the offensive.
Cancel it until the offensive is discontinued. It's summit meeting with the Soviet leaders until the offensive in Vietnam is stopped. Or do you believe he should go forward with his meeting with the Soviet leaders, regardless of the fact that even his offensive in Vietnam continues? We're going to be in a position, in my view, this is the second we leave them. We don't get there till the 22nd. In other words, we've got 3 weeks. We're going to be in a position then when the embassy will have frankly run its course, and they will not have succeeded. I still think that's the case. And when I say not have succeeded, they will have succeeded in the public mind in many ways. Okay. Parts, first court, second court, but as any person knows a goddamn thing about the country knows, all that matters in Vietnam are third and fourth court. That's where the people are. Anyway. You did get your pull up, did you? The pull up to the Congress and so forth.
Yes, sir. Sure did. And with a lot of
backup.
I didn't see any.
That's right on it.
We got it out yesterday.
I think that's a public ride. The purpose of this is really to affect our own people's morale and so forth. I sure would like to have some public ride, but I don't think they're going to give it. But everybody, the Colson's group knows the importance of it. Now that is something that should be played. You understand? That's not Pollyannish.
Sure. But that's public opinion.
That's right. You see, putting out the poll is not taking the Pollyannish line. It says, should we kick these bastards or not?
That's right.
So that's a pretty good one. Do you have something else there?
No. This was just, I'd asked about the Arlington thing, and
they can't do it. Well, I know we can do it.
Yeah, they can. He doesn't qualify for Arlington Ferry. You'd have to think a waiver, but that's no problem at all. I've got a poster on it. The amphitheater there seats 4,500. I thought it was a little teeny place, but it's not at all.
That's correct.
So,
that's very good. I think your idea is excellent.
It's interesting. Nobody knows there's an amphitheater there, so it's kind of a...
I guess it's
it takes a little unique place.
It's
beautiful. There's a big white columns coming up. It's all white marble, and it's a hell of a nice place. They got a marine band there, play appropriate music, you know. And
it's got taps. All of them soldier. You're goddamn right. Dulles didn't qualify to be an Arctic.
If he had any military service, he did. He probably did. He probably been in World War I.
Buster Douglas, that comes. Now, he went to the peace conference with his uncle.
If you're a level 2 with prior military service, you automatically qualify. Hoover is a level 2, but without prior military service.
I don't care.
But that doesn't matter. You can do a presidential waiver, and nobody's going to question the waiver. Okay, well, sure, some of them. Another advantage...
Why do I have a controversy about it?
Another advantage to Arlington is that you've got a crowd control situation there where you don't have demonstrators screwing you up, which you might have at a church on the arrival and all that.
That's right.
Demonstrators at Arlington have to be outside the gates in a week.
That's right.
Because there are some anti-Hoover folk who... I can't imagine. Well, yes, I can. Those are the type who would want to desecrate it, you know.
I wouldn't need to do that either if we're handled right.
Sure.
At least I think you agree that it was the right thing for me to go out and make that announcement rather than having Ron read it the statement.
Absolutely.
Our people don't understand that having climbed each of us, that's no way to go.
No, the only question they had was whether you should announce that, and they were concerned because of the time delay and everything, that it would look like you had held up to make an announcement or something. This way it just rolls through, because justice then handles the, which is normal anyway, when someone dies, the hospital or somebody else normally announces it.
Okay.
He does a briefing before and then talks about afterwards, we're going to bring the unemployment down. on the theory that it's going down anyway, too. Their point is, we're doing all we can do to get them down. We aren't personally identifying you. We're publicizing what we're doing, but it isn't personally identifying you with things. And that's the area.
Finally,
plus avoiding any question of your hiding because of Vietnam, which I don't think we're getting any. I know we're not getting any play on yet, but I think they're concerned at some point in that.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, you've got the. I think we ought to get a message to Henry because he's on a long flight. Like, he'll be here at 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
I think he should plan. I will plan to have dinner with him tonight. And you and the honor. As soon as he arrives. Will he arrive at the White House or Andrews?
It'll be Andrews. He'll be here. I should think about 6:30, 7:15. Employees. So they hold their schedule.
Can he go White House out there?
Yes, sir.
I wonder if he can helicopter down to the Navy Yard, go out to Sequoia, which is a bit of a rainy interview.
All right.
Pleasant place. Give him a little relaxation. The thing that I think we've got to get some awful tough thought to is this summit thing. You see, we only have about 2 weeks before we have to leave. Right?
And also